This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
What's up, everybody? It's Memorial Weekend. I hope you guys are already enjoying your holiday weekend. I know we are, but Lunchbox is grumpy this morning because he had to join me.
I'm not grumpy. I'm never grumpy. It's just early. I'm tired. You know, I mean, stayed up late and I find something interesting. You call it Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
No. It's Memorial Day Weekend.
Oh.
Like, I'm
You know, honestly, I don't think I think I meant to say that, and it just didn't come out that way. So we're just going to roll with it.
I was like, huh, she calls it Memorial Weekend. I was like, I've never heard it called that.
I just forgot the day, okay? It's super early.
Well, I know, but you're saying, but don't be grumpy at me. I'm just, I'm not an English major or anything like that. It just sounded weird saying it's Memorial Weekend, which is something I never heard.
But then it also sounds weird saying Memorial Day weekend, because then it's like day and weekend. That's like not the same thing.
Right. It's like the exact opposite. Well, I don't know if it's exact opposites, but one's a day and the other one's a week. I don't know. I just found it interesting. You know what I mean? Just something caught my eye this early in the morning.
If it is correct, then, you know, I don't take it back. But if it's not correct, I take it back.
No, it's definitely not correct. I'm telling you right now, it's not correct. It's no one says Memorial Weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Amy got a letter from her sorority after she brought up something on air. Just a whole thing happened here.
Greatness.
She got in some trouble. Did you ever want to be in Greek life, Lunchbox?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Nah.
Let me tell you, I loved Greek life.
No, I get it. I get why people do it. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's buying your friends.
It's not buying your friends.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
No, uh-huh. I just said not saying.
I know how you work. And let me tell you how exciting this was.
It gives you connections in the world. Like, once you get done with school, you have connections in the world. Like, if you walk into a job interview and you see a picture of someone, you're like, oh, you're a Kappa Sig, I'm a Kappa Sig too. Or I'm a Teak, or I'm a, you know Lambda Chi, or I'm a Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Okay. Well, people say that, and that's something that people say about Greek life, is like, you'll have all these connections. But honestly, not once in a job interview have I been like, I'm a Tri Delta, and it comes up. So it only comes up like randomly on social media, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're a Tri Delta, so am I. And it creates a cool connection with strangers. But like the whole job networking thing, it's not necessarily
It's sort of like
true.
Texas A&M. If you have your Texas A&M ring on, like, if you're in a job interview and someone sees it and they went to Texas A&M, it gives you a leg up. And I don't know how it would come up in a job interview, because I've never had a job interview before. So, except for like when I worked at like the grocery store Randall's back in the day. I mean, okay, I get it. I had to have an interview, quote unquote, in Sam's Club. But I don't know how it would come up, or how you would talk about it, or you would just write it on your resume. I don't know. But I know that like my grandpa was in a fraternity at Kansas, and he had connections in the world, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, his fraternity brother's here. And like my cousin Andrew, who went to Southwestern in Georgetown, shout out. he was in a fraternity. I don't know if it got him anywhere. Like, he didn't get a job because of his fraternity, but I thought it makes connections in the world, but
it does make connections in the world. It just doesn't make the job opportunities, I don't think, as much as people heavily talked about.
Oh,
but I will say living in a house with 55 girls was awesome. You would think like that sounds like a nightmare. Hmm. It was amazing. We lived in a big house and it was
and you
a
had
sleepover
a
every night.
You know what I don't understand? Is the house mama.
Oh, yeah. We had a house mom. We had a chef. We had house boys.
I wish I had a chef. That would be cool. I should have joined the frat just for a chef. But I don't understand the house mama. A little weird to me.
Yeah. You know, I don't quite understand it either. Because you had standards. That's how you got disciplined. It's not like the house mom disciplined you. But it was almost like a forever supervisor, but they don't really supervise. Like, we were still out all the time.
No, I understand that, but what is she doing?
I don't know. Like, you're asking me and I really don't know. I know they have responsibilities.
No, I'm not asking about her responsibilities, but she's like an adult, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, ours is like a grandma.
See, I don't understand that. Like, yeah. That's a little weird to me that someone is hanging around all the college chicks.
I mean, they could be an alumni and they want to come back and do that. I mean, it's a good life.
But that's weird.
But you get like room and board. You get to have a chef and you're older and you're retired and you want to do something.
But it's weird. Like, it's a weird little hobby or job title.
Why? It keeps you young.
No, I just don't understand. Like, let's say there's a 35-year-old woman that's a house mom.
Yeah.
Huh?
That'd be pretty cool.
No, that is weird.
You get room and board, and you have like a few responsibilities you have to do. It'd be pretty sweet.
So if I went and hung out at a sorority house, that'd be pretty cool, huh?
No, if you did it for a fraternity, you could.
So if I was 35 and I was the house dad,
you
that'd
can't be
cool.
You can't be a house dad. It has to be the same like a woman and woman.
No, I'm saying at a frat house.
Yeah, you could go do that.
That wouldn't be creepy and weird.
I don't know if they actually have house dads. Right, I think it might just be a sorority thing
it's
has house moms.
It's weird.
No, I like it.
Like, I don't understand it. Like, it's something that, like, those are the people, house mom or whatever, those are people that are trying to hang on.
I don't think so. I don't think she was trying to hang on. She was like 65.
I don't know. If you've ever been a house mama, like a house mommy for a sorority, like, please. Like, hit me up on social media and explain to me why you do that. Because to me, you're just a weirdo that, like, you don't have any friends, and so you want to hang out around the college chicks.
Listen, I don't know, but
I love
that.
Do you think the
house
mom is looking for frat dudes that come over to the house and, like,
no,
hey,
because you
hubba,
can't,
hubba.
So you could only have people, guys, on the first floor. They weren't allowed anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. No one ever snuck them in?
No, because you get kicked out. Like,
so
you
just
really
go to the
don't.
Dude's place.
Yeah, like you could go stay at the fraternities or the dorms or the houses or whatever.
That's so weird and interesting.
Yeah.
I guess because there's so many chicks in there.
Well, yeah, because everybody's getting around and getting ready all the time.
Like, yeah, I didn't even think about that. So
that's more of what it is.
Okay.
But yeah, so date parties, we were only allowed with them on the first floor. But honestly, like the chef thing was nuts. I understand why celebrities, like that's one of the first things they buy. Because
that's what I'd get.
We had soup bars. We had taco days. I mean, our house mom, one of the things she did was make us a better than sex cake. That's where my favorite recipe came from, was there.
Okay.
It was amazing.
I don't agree with that cake, but that's okay.
It's a great cake. But I'm just saying, like, if there's one thing that I would buy, if I had, like, endless amounts of money, I wouldn't buy, like, all these things. I would buy a chef.
Oh, I'd have a chef in a heartbeat, because let me tell you, my wife ain't cutting it. I mean, she does all right. But it ain't no chef quality.
I don't think you're cutting it either for her, if I have to guess.
No, I'm not. I don't attempt to usually, you know what I'm saying?
I see you cooking all the HelloFresh, and that's probably the extent of your cooking.
That's about it. Yep. Got detailed instructions, you know, step by step. Food comes to my door. It's so easy. I'm not going to the grocery store. I'm not looking up recipes. But yeah, I don't know. House mom. But yeah, I was never in a fraternity. Wasn't in Greek life. Wasn't, you know. I mean, I still party, but I didn't. You know,
we did have one time that was a crazy night. We had a bat that got into the house.
Okay.
And we had to have all of our house boys come up. So you have house boys who act as servers.
What?
They're fraternity guys. And most of the time they're freshmen. So they're like doing their, I guess you could call it their like, what's the word for it? Where they get hazed, but not really.
Yeah, their pledge duties.
Yes, their pledge duties was like the house boys. So they'd have to come serve to us on standard night when we'd have like our big meetings every week. and they had to come up and like get the bat. So that was the one time we had guys on the second floor is because we had a bat in our
yeah,
room.
Yeah, let's not call animal control or something. Let's call some frat dudes and say, hey, how's daddy?
Well, it was at
can
like,
you come be my papa?
Listen, it was at like midnight. And so we couldn't get a hold of animal control. So they had to come get it for us.
What did they catch it with?
I think we had a whole bunch of nets and they just literally grabbed it and they were like messing around with it and basically caught it and got it to go out the window.
Wait, caught like messing around with it, like with their hands?
No, with nets. Like everybody had a bunch of nets trying to get it. Okay. Like literally what you would imagine in a movie. We had a bat in the room.
That's legit.
Yeah. Crazy. But listen, Greek life. I loved it. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate it. It's cool. I like going to the formals, the chick formals or whatever. What do you call them?
Yeah, there's formals. That's there's date called. Parties. There's yeah. all no, kinds no, of things.
Those were fun. I enjoy those.
All right. Well, if you go back to college, would you be in a frat?
I mean, and I don't have the money. I didn't have money to pay for a frat either.
Okay, no but chance. If you go back now, would you go be in a frat?
Well, if I went back now, heck yeah, I'd love to party it up. Because, yeah. You know, I'm not going to be able to party. I mean, I'm not going to get invited to many parties at 41 years old. So, I mean, get in with the frat, and I'll be like, dude, this 41-year-old is legit.
You don't get the point of questions. We're going to move on.
No,
to shady.
I just asked you. You just said if I go back to college now.
Yeah, like if you could redo it again. Not now at 41.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have any money, so no.
Okay. Moving forward. Shady or not shady happened. You and Eddie shared some stories for us, but I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to hear shady or not shady on the bits.
And I vote not shady.
I need to know.
Real Slim Shady, please stand up.
Oh, boy.
Please stand up. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so will the real Slim Shady please stand up.
That was like
please
the
stand
jumping
up.
Bean of a song.
Thank you.
If there's a line for a bathroom, are you allowed to use the handicapped bathroom? I don't know if guys' bathrooms have handicapped.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Okay. Let me tell you what happened. I was at the airport, and there was a long line for the bathroom. And, you know, you just use the first one that comes available because somebody else is going to use it.
Yeah.
I came out and there was a woman in a wheelchair really mad at me for using the handicap bathroom.
No, it's not only for handicapped. It's just handicap accessible. It is not designated just for handicap. That is absolutely inaccurate. That woman is absolutely wrong. It is absolutely 100% open to everybody, but it's handicap accessible. Thank you very much.
Well, she told me I shouldn't have gone into that bathroom. And I mean, genuinely, like if there were other stalls open, I'm not going to choose that. Like if there's multiple stalls
oh,
open,
hey, no,
I'm going to go to the other one.
I pick it all the time because it has more room.
More spacious. You can do a little twist and turn in it.
Well, no, it's just like if you got your luggage or whatever, you can just move. Oh, yeah, man, it's pretty. And you got three kids with you. Oh, good. It's perfect. Or the family bathroom. Like people use the family bathroom that don't have a family. But my excuse, like if my family's not with me, I'm like, well, I got a family at home, so I'm a family, so I can use the family bathroom.
So you think all these like designated kind of bathrooms are just suggested and available, but
it's not reserved
required.
Only for them. It doesn't say reserved only for families. It just says family bathroom. Like this will make it easier on your family if you want to use this bathroom.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, cool. I'd like to use that bathroom when my kids aren't around. All right.
Well, I like your theories because I did not like being yelled at by a lady. It made me feel really bad when I just really had to pee.
Yeah, getting yelled at people. I mean, people get a little upset. Now, handicap parking spot, that's reserved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's absolutely reserved for a handicap. You know what I mean? I used to, no, I won't say that. I used to use my grandmother's handicap parking sticker.
That's not good.
No, she was legit handicapped. So
but you weren't.
But I had the placard in my car because I drive her some places.
Well, that's very nice of you to drive her places.
Yeah, thank you.
But you couldn't use it by yourself.
No one told me that. But yeah, so I'm totally 100% on board with you. You can use the bathroom of the handicap stall. 100%. No questions asked. That lady was in the wrong. That's called not shady. And,
okay.
Unless people, maybe I'm totally wrong. But I don't think so. I'm never wrong.
I like your theory. I mean, I just thought like if there's a line, you use whatever bathroom's available.
That's 100% what happens.
So, but also I at this same kind of situation, I had to take an Uber to the airport at 4:45 in the morning. And let me tell you.
You take dumb time flights.
Okay.
I meant to say that. You take flights at dumb times.
Listen,
that's your fault.
I got to be back. I'm very.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. This driver at 4:45 in the morning was blasting EDM music. I mean, like going ham, like we are about to head to the club. Would you have asked him to turn it off? Because I sat there for 30 minutes in that Uber, miserable, hungover, and tired, and he was blasting this music, would you have asked him to turn it off?
No. You know why? Because he's blasting it so he'll stay awake. He's been awake all night. You are just getting up. So that music is providing him his caffeine, his fuel, his energy pills, his energy drink to stay awake so you can get to the airport safely. You turn that sucker down and he's like, he's falling asleep because he's been working the 12-hour shift, driving Uber, getting you there, getting him there, getting Sally safely, get Bill safely, you know?
I don't think it would have bothered me so bad if it was like another kind of music, but the EDM, I was like,
That's so cool. EDM is so legit.
It's not legit when you have a hangover.
Tell me why do we build castles in the sky? Oh, please tell me why. Castles in the sky?
By who? I don't think you even know.
Who sings Castles in the Sky?
Is this supposed to be an EDM song?
Oh, please tell me why do in the castles in the sky. Castles in the Sky is so legit.
Ian Van Dahl.
Oh, man. It is so good. Okay. If you guys haven't heard that one before, you need to play that one in your car today.
I don't think I've heard that one, but listen, I think any other music would have been fine. It was just the beat was constantly dropping. My hangover was kicking in and I was exhausted.
And that's why you don't take a flight at 4:45 in the morning.
Probably true, but I had to this time.
You didn't have to.
I did. I needed to get back early to my dog and cat, okay?
No, your dog and cat survived without you for...
I wanted to be back for them, for me.
For a day and a half. Another 4 hours would not have killed them.
Yeah, but 10 hours would have if I would have got delayed. And that's what happens if you don't get on the early flight.
No, you think negatively. You people, like, I don't understand negative thinkers.
Listen.
Like, this is what I'm talking about. No.
I'm not a negative thinker, but I'm
saying. No, you are, but when it comes to flights, like, it's like, guess what? Whoever was watching your animals, if you were delayed or stalled, guess what? They would have still watched your animal.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. I also hate personally being delayed. And every time I've taken an early flight, I've never been delayed. I've never dealt with delays early in the morning because
they're
the first flight out.
You waste half your weekend. You waste half your trip. You went to a wedding. And so you could have stayed until noon or 1 o'clock or had breakfast with someone, seen some friends, anything.
I already saw everybody.
But you can see them again. You cut everything short by leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm just telling you.
Well, when there's an option to only, which is the options I had, were to leave at 7:25 a.m. or leave at 8 p.m., I'm going to choose the early morning flight.
Give me 8 p.m.
This is why we're different, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm right.
I like your style.
No, you don't like my style because you don't do it.
Appreciate and like your style. It's just not for me.
You can enjoy you waste a whole day. You can go see Kansas City
and cuddle up and sleep on the couch.
Oh, boy. Oh, tell me why do we build castles in the sky?
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. you have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Caroline Jones was on the show this week, and she was in a super awesome interview. But listen, Lunchbox, I need to talk to you about something. I watch all these TV shows about these big cons that people pull off. What is the biggest con that you think is happening on our show? And I'll give you a second to think about it. I'll tell you mine, and you can see like if there's something that comes to your mind.
Okay,
I personally think it's Eddie. Now, let me tell you why. I think there's a secret way that he wins almost every game. And it's a long con that one day it's going to be revealed that he's either been cheating or getting help or something's been happening. I feel like this is a long con that is like really going to pull one over on us one day.
Huh. No, I mean, I think just musically, he knows music. So I think you got to understand, if we're playing a music game, the rest of us are very, very shallow in music knowledge, and Eddie is like a music, like what do you call them, wine taster,
connoisseur.
Connoisseur, but the he's a music sommelier.
Oh, that's a very specific word.
You know what I'm talking about? The people that taste the wine and tell you what's good and not bad. I mean, he listens to music all the time.
I know, but listen.
And so any music game, he knows it. Like, I can't name you 10 bands from the 80s.
Like, yes, maybe music, but like then we play trivia games or other like random, like Bobby Feud or stuff.
He doesn't win Bobby Feud very often.
Okay, but he still pulls out wins. He can't win them all.
He can't. He doesn't win Riddle Me This. He doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're acting like he wins all the music games. Yes.
But he also wins easy trivia all the time.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's my conspiracy theory. In a con that I think is happening on the show.
No, I think you're overthinking it. I think you're...
Can you just roll with it? It's just a conspiracy theory.
It's
the whole point of conspiracy theories.
No, conspiracy theories are for me to poke holes in them. Oh, like, you got to have a conspiracy...
You're no fun. What's your con that you think's happening?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you even have one?
That Abby's a good singer. I think everybody's just being nice to her, and that's just... And one of these days, they're all just going to be like... Yeah, gotcha, sucker, psych, you're terrible, you're like, you make my ears bleed, I think that's the long con.
Okay, well, she doesn't make my ears bleed. I do think she's a good singer, and I don't think that's the long con.
That's what I'm saying, long con, okay. Of course, you're not going to admit it right now, because you got to keep the con going.
There's never going to come a day in my life where I'm going to tell Abby just that go I was
with
joking.
It. Just go with it. You're no fun.
Hey, you poked holes in mine, so I'm poking holes in yours.
Jeez, see, exactly. what else is a con?
That's all I had. I just wanted to put my conspiracy theory out there and just let it ride. See what happens.
Okay.
You know? Just try to have
a con could be...
It's mostly a joke. I know the reality.
Here's a con. Amy getting divorced.
That is not a con. That's real life. That's her personal life.
But is it, or was she doing that just to win Employee of the Month that month?
No, she's not. Nobody would go through in a divorce to win Employee of the Month.
No, but maybe she's not really going through, you know what I'm saying? That could be a con.
Lunchbox, that one we cannot joke about. That's true life and really what's happening in her life.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, okay. This went a different direction than I anticipated. What's the worst TV finale you've seen? Worst of all time. You're like watching, you're like, dang, I'm so mad. Well, and the whole reason I bring this up is because I was binge watching The Royals, which you would love it. It's like kind of like reality TV. It's from E! And it's like, it's a scripted show, but it's kind of loosely based on The Royals. And it's like kind of real life. I mean, you know,
the Kansas City Royals?
No, Prince Harry and Meghan and all of them.
I don't want to watch it.
Okay. Well, so, it's really good.
Once you start talking about them, I don't care. Like you're saying, I would like it.
Lunchbox.
I'm just telling you,
God, roll with it. We're in a conversation. I'm telling you about something, you know?
But you talking about, oh, you'll like The Royals. No, I can't just roll with it because I don't want to sit here and make people think I like The Royals. I don't care about Prince Abigail and Princess Frank.
It's Prince Meghan and Harry, but it's okay.
And then, like, what's the dad's name?
He's the king.
Arnold.
He's the king. The real ones, like the prince.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care.
Okay, well, it was a really good show. It was a really good show, and I was binge watching it. There's four seasons, and it was so good, and it had this whole lead up, and the last season, like the series finale was coming. And when I tell you, the series finale left so many questions, it was terrible. It literally left on the biggest cliffhanger, and it's canceled. Like, the show is not coming back.
So maybe they didn't know they were getting canceled.
They didn't, obviously.
There you go.
Which sucks. But, like, terrible. Like, as somebody who's watching it for the first time, like, years later, terrible series finale.
Terrible season finale. Modern Family was terrible. But also, the last two and a half, maybe three seasons were terrible. But I watched it for so long that I just couldn't give up.
You had to just keep going.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was like, the kids are like 20, and I'm like, okay, this isn't really that funny anymore. But that show was so fantastic for so many years, but they just outgrew it. And so the series finale was bad. It's bad.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. You want to know the best one ever?
What?
Parenthood.
Ooh, oh, Parenthood was a great show.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about just. Wrapping it up like with a
was that your chef's kiss?
Yes, chef's kiss. chef. You know that's from?
No, I don't.
The Bear.
Okay, I do need to watch that. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Yeah, that Parenthood. That was. I'd never heard of Parenthood until it ended, and everybody's posted on Facebook. Oh my gosh, the Parenthood series finale is tonight. I don't know if I can handle it. And I'm like. Is it really that good? I've never heard of the dang show. So I hit on my brother's ex-chick, and I was like, yo, is this Parenthood show really that good? She was like, oh, it's amazing. And I was like, all right, let me give it a shot. Dang, it was a good show.
We actually agree on a TV show for once, Lunch.
Well, yeah, because I have good taste. You finally came over here.
No, I have good taste. You just don't like anything besides what you think you like.
No, I know what I like.
Okay. Well, we like Succession? The same show. No, I don't.
How can you not like that show?
I just haven't like gone into it. I haven't like tried to watch it, so I don't know that I do or don't like it.
Okay, so you said no, but you don't know. So you don't watch like fantastic TV.
No, I don't watch Survivor and reality TV, basically. 16 and Pregnant. You know?
What else?
I watch good stuff.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
All your superhero crap, same thing over and over again.
Was trying to sit here and say that we finally agreed on the show and you had to take it there.
No, I'm just asking you what else. I mean, you don't watch anything good.
Boy. Okay. Do you have any recommendations since nothing I watch is good?
Jury duty.
Isn't that on Prime?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Okay.
Hilarious.
What else? Is that all you got?
Hilarious. What else are we watching? Succession. Fantastic.
That's on HBO Max.
No, it's on Max.
Oh, yeah. Max.
They made the
now.
Switch.
I watched this show called XO Kitty, and if you've seen the movies to All the Boys I've Loved Before, which are on Netflix, what it's like a three movie series. I did not, Lunchbox.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This is what I'm telling you about a conversation. I told you, I listen to yours. I don't care about yours, but I still listen. I still let you talk about it.
XO Kitty.
It's on Netflix.
Oh my gosh. I've just never heard of this.
Okay.
This is probably like little teen girls.
Lunchbox.
Teen girls.
Can I share my recommendation?
Okay, this is like Teen Girls.
Can I share my recommendation?
Is this like a teen drama?
Lunchbox.
Is this... No, I'm
asking... I'm being real with you right now. Can I share my recommendation?
I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
Okay, it's like a teen drama. So it's like...
And you know how many people like teen dramas? Everybody but you.
So it's like Dawson's Creek.
In a way, yes. But it's a... Like a spinoff from To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which was two or three massive movies on Netflix. And this is a great show, like a good spinoff. It's about her sister. So great, great little quick TV show to watch. And Selling Sunset on Netflix. Holy crap. The drama, the tea. That is reality TV I will watch. Not yours. Not MTV. I will watch Netflix reality TV.
See,
you know why?
I love
Hold on. You know why? It's because I really like seeing all the real estate in the like $33 million homes. They are wild. That's really cool.
That's funny. You make fun of me for reality TV and you watch one of the trashiest ones.
No, Selling Sunset is so good.
No, but it's like trashy.
It's not trashy. It's good. It is full of drama and full of tea.
And that's what I'm saying. That's trashy TV.
But that's the only one I watch. I don't watch any other reality TV, but that one I love. Okay. But it's really because of the all the houses, and I wish I could own them one day. That'd be cool.
I get it. I never watched it.
So, hey, that one you could watch and you'd probably like, since you do like reality TV a lot.
No, I'm too busy. I can't fit another one in.
Okay, well.
No, I'm just saying, Selling Sunday, I don't know. It's like The Real Housewives. It's like, I don't think they're really friends. They're just put together on this show, so it's like.
No, some of them are. You can see them on Instagram. They hang out with each other.
Well, yeah, I'll be sure to check that out.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's good. The tea is good. Like, you love some good tea. Tea is piping hot on Selling Sunset.
Okay. I mean, I know a lot of people like it. I've never watched it. It's just...
Yeah. And you love mansions, and you love a whole lot of money. They got money.
No. I like mansions that I can have. I don't want to just stare at mansions I can't have.
Okay. All right. Well, Bobby had a really bad weekend last weekend with his dogs, and a whole situation ensued with both of them. Let's talk about something, though. What's the strangest thing you've ever seen in a restaurant or bar?
So we went from...
Listen. Roll with it.
I know. I was like, I thought you were going to say, what's the weirdest thing about my dog?
No.
You went restaurant or bar.
Well, yeah, I got to find subjects to talk about. I don't really have anything to relate. Like, that's a bad weekend with his dog.
Okay. Wait.
Are we just going to sit here and talk about bad news? That sounds terrible.
I remember I was at the Mark... on Congress in maybe 5th, and out on the dance floor, and a girl pooped right on the dance floor.
Wait, you're making that up.
How would I come up with that in about 2 seconds?
Because you love doing poop and fart jokes all freaking time. That's what your fun facts are every week.
Like, literally, I just said, I named the name of the bar, the freaking street location, and you're going to tell me I made it up. And she went running out of the bar.
There's just no way that happened.
No, 100% happened. She pooped right there on the floor.
Who picked it up?
I mean, the workers. Like, it was like, oh my. Like,
I would quit. If I was one of those workers, I'd be like, I'm not touching that.
That's like
quit.
My sister. She worked in the movie theater. And someone came up and said, told the manager, was like, oh yeah, you know, one of the bathroom stalls is, you know, clogged with poop or whatever. And... manager looks at my sister and goes, oh, can you go take care of that? And my sister's like, oh my gosh. I don't want to do it. She's like 17, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So she goes in there, she looks at it, goes back out. All right, it's taken care of. About 20 minutes later, someone else came up and said, hey, that toilet, there's a toilet in that's clogged. She never touched it.
She get fired?
No, she didn't get fired. Heck no. She went on to become the manager. My sister, let me tell you, my sister ain't ever getting fired from anywhere. Mm. That girl's dynamite.
Okay. She just, you know, didn't want to plunge the toilet.
I don't think you were going to plunge it.
Well, how are you going to clean it?
I don't know. I don't know. But she was like, I ain't messing with the poo-poo. But yeah, the weirdest thing I've ever seen is the girl poop on the floor at the
Mark. I don't feel like
there's mark.
Anything that could top that. That is disturbing.
Hey, that's right. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
Well, I brought it up because I was at a bar this weekend and a woman was walking barefoot throughout the whole bar, including in the bathroom.
No, that's not that crazy.
Well, yeah, not compared to your poop on the floor story.
No, I mean, I was at ACL one year and I went in the porta potty with no shoes.
That's disgusting.
It was muddy. I don't think you understand the mud. It was mud A palooza.
Yeah, even more reason for it to be disgusting.
No. Because you would walk with shoes on in the mud, and they would come off because the mud was so thick.
It's also outside, though, a little bit different. Like, in a bar where, like, everybody's wearing shoes all the time, her feet were black on the bottom.
Oh, I mean, I go to Sixth Street. That happens every night. I mean, you've been there. All the girls by the end of the night.
But it is different to walk barefoot outside when you're walking home. When you're walking in a bar.
I think I'd rather walk in my...
I don't feel like that. I feel like that violates health codes.
I'd rather walk barefoot in a bar than outside where there's vomit. Da, da, da. I mean, the bar at least is...
You can avoid the vomit, though. Like, you see it, you walk around it.
That's usually when you have your shoes off.
What just happened?
Yeah. I mean...
Okay. Well, yours is more disturbing. I felt mine was very disturbing, but...
I mean, yours is like pre-K. Mine's like college.
Okay, listen. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody pooping in the middle of a bar floor, so...
Well, I mean, I live life, you know what I'm saying?
I do have some food worlds for you. Would you try these? Okay, so there's Velveeta chocolate truffles. And it's chocolate and cheese. The outside is chocolate. They have cheese on the inside. I would try it.
I mean, I don't really know what a truffle is.
Is that a candy? Like, you know, like a little Hershey's Kiss? It's basically like a elevated Hershey's Kiss.
So it's candy?
Yeah, it's chocolate.
I mean, I'd try. I don't care.
Yeah. But does it sound good or meh?
It's chocolate and what else?
Chocolate and cheese. They have chocolate on the outside and then like cheese on the inside.
I mean, it sounds but I mean, I'd try it.
Still try it? Okay. See, I think I'm
like,
because
chocolate and cheese doesn't seem like it would go together. But so neither did pizza and egg. And I tried that and I was like, my life has been changed.
Pizza and egg? Oh, I've had egg on pizza.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizzas.
No, I'm talking like adult pizzas.
Well, breakfast pizza is an adult pizza.
I meant dinner pizzas, but I just said adult because I couldn't think of the word.
I was like, what is he talking about? The Sour Punch brand launched new ice cream truck twists. So, like, you know when you go to an ice cream truck and there's, like, four different, there's different flavors of ice cream, different things you can get. Sour Punch, they now have their Sour Punch twists.
Sour Patch?
No, Sour Punch, like the Sour Punch straws. They're Sour Patch Kids and they're Sour Punch straws.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, Sour Punch. They made their Sour Punch little twists into ice cream truck flavors. So they've got cherry sherbet, orange cream, Americana pop, and strawberry snow cone. And I feel like these taste amazing.
Yeah, it don't sound bad.
Right? Like, yeah. I feel like I'd try them. They're at Target and Sam's Club now, and I think I may need to go stop by Target and find them.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know about sugar or like, I guess my ice cream, I'm more like cookies and cream. Like, you know what I mean? Like putting weird candies, but I mean, I'd try it, but it sounds a little different.
When you would go to the ice cream truck as a kid, what was the thing that you always got? Cause they still carry the same ones.
Oh man. Bomb Pops.
Bomb Pops were good. The one that I always got was the strawberry, and it had the little gumball at the bottom. It was in a little triangle thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it had
It was kind of like a snow cone.
It was, but it was like, it was frozen.
But it was definitely a cheap version of a snow cone.
But then it had you always got excited to have the little gumball at the bottom.
Yeah. What else did we get?
And ice cream sandwiches. I think they always had ice cream sandwiches.
Malts. Like they had the frozen malt cup that you eat with a little wooden spoon.
It always amazed me that we ate with wooden spoons.
Yeah, I mean, it really makes no sense. Like, I mean, you just go inside and get a spoon, but it was so cool. What else did we do? The chocolate and yellow, the banana. Mm-hmm. I guess it was called a banana pop. Maybe it was called banana pop. I don't remember the name of them.
Maybe you're right. I don't remember the banana pop.
Yeah, it was like chocolate, yellow, chocolate, or it was yellow, chocolate. I think it was chocolate, yellow, chocolate. And it was like a bomb pop. But it was just, you know...
Banana and chocolate.
Yeah, it was freaking delicious.
We still have an ice cream truck that comes in my neighborhood all the time. I hear it. It looks like it's on its last leg.
It's sad that the ice cream truck is a thing of the past. It's kind of a dying breed. And I think ice cream trucks get a raw deal now. Like, a lot of people think, oh, creeper, I got an ice cream truck. I'm like, can they not just love selling ice cream?
Listen, it's because they're on their last leg. Like, the one I see is struggling.
So why did the ice cream truck disappear? Like, what is it because people think, oh, creeper? Like, I
think stranger danger has become more of a thing, yes. And yeah, because
I think, which is bad for society, guys. I mean, we need to let kids have some fun. I mean, taking away the joy of the ice cream truck and running into the house and getting four quarters so they can get some ice cream. I mean,
but I do think if people did an updated ice cream truck, like they truly like updated one and it was rolling through, I do think more people would be more inclined. It's just because.
So you're telling me I got a new business idea.
Yeah. Like if you give like an updated ice cream truck, like you do a pretty color on it and you got like the fun music going and it looks good, I think people will go up to it. I think it's because the ice cream trucks still like look like white big vans. And now people know white big vans are kind of sketchy.
Hey, don't say that. My dad drove a white big van.
Oh, we did growing up too, but I'm saying that was back in the day.
I mean, like, I'll never forget.
Now it's different.
I'll never forget. We were playing co-ed softball, and I was probably 25, and there's this chick, you know, she's digging me. And so I was like, hey, you want to come play on our softball team? She's like, yeah. So she came out, she played, and we're walking back to her car. I was like, oh, where'd you park? She's like, oh, I parked right there next to that Chester Molester van.
And it was
like,
your dad's?
I was like, that's my dad's van.
That's funny.
And she's like, oh my gosh, don't tell him. So, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, shout out.
I think that's what it is now. And there's so many ice cream places now. I don't feel like before there was a whole lot of ice cream places.
I know, but I mean, the fact you can get it at your curb and like get the pop and like you're playing with your friends, you've got to drop the bat and ball and run inside and get before it gets past you, and then you got to chase it down. Wait!
It's a very specific memory. But I've thought about going out to this ice cream truck, but yeah, it's a little uneasy. I'm a little bit like, are you sure there's ice cream in there?
See, that's what I'm talking about. You are just so paranoid about everything.
No, I have to be. I'm a woman. And you have a new business idea.
So you don't have to be paranoid if you're a guy? Like, bad things can't happen to guys?
Well, most of the time, guys aren't the ones getting kidnapped.
That was sexist. Yeah, no. And mostly, it's not women either. It's kids. And guess what?
And it's mostly female kids. And no, that's not true. Women are the one who are on runs and can't go on late night runs because they're the ones that keep getting pulled and things happen to. So no, don't even fight me on this. Just cut your losses and start your new ice cream truck business. I gave you an idea.
Got it.
Just updated one. Make it look pretty. The aesthetic of Instagram.
I'll mark it down.
I got you. I would like 1% of the business. That's not that much. And I gave you the whole idea. You're a terrible businessman.
No, I'm not. That means I get 1% more in my pocket.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Amy shared a story. Bobby had asked her how divorce life is going, and she got a compliment recently from her lawyer. So she talked all about that, but I want to hear some life updates with Lunchbox. You got anything going on lately?
Oh, let's see what has been going on lately.
How are the kids? How's the wife? How's life?
Oh, man, kids are great. I mean, they just think I'm the best dad, and which is 100% accurate. They're like, dude, you're so cool. And I'm like, 100% accurate. And like my four-year-old baby box did ask me the other day. He goes, Dada, how come at the Bobby Bones show your name is Lunchbox and here you're Dada?
Does he think you should be called Dada on air?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, bud, that's just my work name. And he goes, oh. So, like, Eddie is his work name. I was like, no, Eddie's his real name. He's like, oh, so Bobby's his work name? I was like, no, that's his real name. He was like, I don't get it.
Well, yeah, nobody gets it either.
So that was, I mean, that was a big, deep conversation we had. We just wrapped up our soccer season. And
how'd they do?
How'd we do?
I mean, well, you're a soccer star.
With me being the... Oh, I'm not a star. I'm the MVP, but... let's see. We went undefeated. We crushed every team.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
No, I know you're lying because you were like, no. And then you had to find a way to make up how you did.
We gave up 2 goals the entire season. And those 2 goals, we let the people score because it was like 15-0 and those little kids... We're not kicking the ball very much.
I feel like you're not telling me the truth right now.
I'm telling you 100% the truth. 100%. Like, I mean, it was absolute bloodbath. Last year, we were the team getting bludgeoned, like, every game. And this year, we just annihilated people.
So what happened? What changed?
Well, what changed is a year went by, and my four-year-old became 4 instead of 3. And so it's three and four-year-olds in the league. And so the 3-year-olds are going to get smoked by the 4-year-olds because at that age, it's a quarter of their life.
Okay.
And they're a little timid and intimidated. So he got really into it and he loves it. Then also, like, we had a couple of new people that we got put on our team. So we had 4 people that kind of knew what they were doing and were kind of aggressive. It makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And we're just smoking teams. I mean, they couldn't. My 3-year-old played. He was the only 3-year-old on our team, and he was a little gun shy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He wasn't really aggressive, but that's okay because he's only 3, and it's going to happen. Like when he becomes 4, he's going to be a freaking maniac.
So just give him 12 more months, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be freaking crushing people's souls.
Okay.
But it was a lot. I mean, yeah, we absolutely dominated.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you finally have a winning team.
And my 4-year-old, one time we show up to the game, and. We're there kicking the ball, me, him, and the 3-year-old, baby box 2. And this kid from the other team shows up, and he's on the other side of the field kicking it with his dad. And my 4-year-old looks at him and goes, we're going to kill that little guy.
That's aggressive.
And I was like,
did you teach him that terminology?
I didn't teach him that.
He learned it from somewhere.
That's right. I mean, I don't know if it was.
I think he learned it from dad.
I don't think he learned it from his dada. Maybe he learned it from his coach, but.
Do you also refer to yourself as dada?
No, but I'm just saying, he didn't learn it from his dada. Maybe his coach taught him that.
But you are referring to yourself as dada. You've done it 3 times now.
No, I'm saying it was. I don't think his dada, me, taught him that.
You could just say, I don't think I taught him that. Or
I don't think I taught him
his
that.
Dad taught him
I
that.
Think probably his coach taught him that.
Okay, dada. Yeah. I like that you're referring to yourself as dada. How are you doing this weekend? You got some rough news this week.
Ah, yeah. That was a weird thing. That's a weird, weird whole can of worms. Like, when it happened, like, I was, like, sad. And I was, like...
In case nobody knows what we're talking about, Tina Turner passed away this week. And Lunchbox, that was, like, his favorite person in the world.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's weird because I didn't know her. So why was I sad? I don't know.
Do you still feel the sadness going into the weekend?
Yeah, like it's weird. Like, because one of my dreams was to meet her. And so, like, I'm never going to meet her. Like, I'm never going to meet her. And not that that makes your life complete or incomplete, but just like, it's just a weird, it's a weird thing that someone I don't know made me sad. Like, I don't know why it made me sad, but it did. And I mean, my phone, I didn't even see the news. My phone let me know about the news.
Because everybody was texting you?
Everybody. I mean, we're talking about people I haven't talked to in 10 years texting me. I mean, I got on Facebook. Chicks I used to freaking hook up with in Wichita when we go on station visits hit me up. Like, it was like, what is going on? Like, I was just, it was crazy.
And you love Tina Turner, and you always shared how much you love Tina Turner.
I know. So but it's weird to be sad for someone you don't even know.
You even have your Tina Turner shirt on.
That's how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wore it all week.
Have you ever felt this way about like a celebrity passing away before?
Kobe Bryant was one.
It was kind of close to this.
Well, not as, I wasn't as sad. It was more shocking. Like, holy crap. Like, he was only 40. You know what I mean? Like, that was like, whoa. Like, Tina's 83 years old. Like, you get it. Like, when you're 83 years old, like,
lived a lot of life.
She lived a lot of life and hard life. Like, she had a rough life. And to live to 83 after what she went through, I'm like, dang.
I don't think I've ever seen you like this before, Lunchbox.
But it's just weird. Like, it's a weird, like, that's what I'm saying. It's weird that someone that I don't know, never met, have no, made me sad. Like, it was like a weird deal.
Yeah, because I called you. It was like, you were trying to call me to ask me a technology question. I was calling you to try and talk to you about Tina Turner.
Oh, I thought you were calling me back. I thought you were calling me because of my technology question. I was no. Like, oh, you're so nice.
So we were texting about the same thing. But then I asked, and the first thing I said to you, like when I said, like, how are you feeling about Tina Turner? You go, the first words out of your mouth were, I didn't know I could be so sad for someone. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I just have never heard that come out of your mouth before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, it's a, mm-hmm. it's a different feeling, and it sucks. But hey, what can you do?
That's true. You know, and I want to talk about something before we dive into the last.
Oh my gosh.
Bit.
Okay, good. I know.
I'm not gonna make you keep being sad.
No, I thought you were rude right there, and I thought you said something before we die, and I was like, really?
Dive.
I know, but I was like, really? You're gonna go there right now? Like, that's really cool.
No, that's horrible.
I know, but that's why I was like, dang, Morgan, you're freaking rude.
No, I don't want to make you keep being sad.
No, I'm good.
But I'm glad you are still in your mourning to celebrate the life of the queen that you loved.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that fair? I think that's fair to say.
Sure.
According to the internet, everyone has a beige flag. You know, there's red flags. People have like bad red flags. It means they got bad qualities. They got green flags. It means like they're doing some good things. You got good qualities. But according to the internet, everyone has a beige flag.
Oh, that means you want to be bros with them.
No, it's better than a red flag, but not exactly a green flag either.
Oh my God.
What is your beige flag? And I'll tell you mine so you can think about it. It's like, it's something that's not bad about you, but it's like, it's quirky about you. And mine is that after every single meal, I have to have something sweet. Literally after every single meal. Even if I have like a little snack, I gotta have a little bit of chocolate
snack.
It's just a funny way to identify it. It's not like a thing. But it's, my beige flag is that I have to have something sweet after every meal that I have. Even a snack.
Can I say something about society right now?
Just answer the question.
I mean, we come up with the stupidest terminology for the stupidest thing.
Well, there's like therapists and psychologists, and they come up with things, and that's how they identify it. So roll with it.
Beige flag, man. Like, no
there's
one's ever.
Anything I have learned about you in this episode is that as cool, calm, and collected as you are, there are not things that you can roll with.
No, I can roll with anything, but no. It's just so annoying. Like, just like what's a quirk about you? That's that was what you say. But calling it a beige flag,
it's just a terminology that's popular
but you know what
right
else is terminology is quirk. Like, what's something quirky about you? Like, what's an interesting fact about you? What's a beige
it's
flag?
It's just a way
about
to
you?
Identify like. Say I'm dating somebody and that's my beige flag. It's not a green flag. It's not
but
a
it's
red
not,
flag.
No, it's not.
Dating terminology, yes. And you're old and you're married with kids.
But
so
what
you
is
don't
a
know.
Beige flag? So is that a bad thing?
No, I literally just told you it's better than a red flag. And it's not exactly a green flag either. That's not exactly my best quality trait that I need to eat something sweet after every meal.
But it's not a bad
quality
trait.
But it's not a bad
trait.
Thing. That's why I'm saying it's better than a red flag. And it's not a green flag. It's just a beige flag.
I don't think it's a flag. I just think that's something about you. It's not a flag. It's not a warning sign.
I'm tired.
Like a flag is like a warning sign.
You don't get it because you're not dating today.
No, I do. I would never, like, hey, so tell me some of your beige flags,
babe. Can you just tell me your beige flag?
Hey, girls.
Do you have one or no?
Yeah, I'm fine. Every time I take my socks off, I sniff them. Like, I mean.
I think that's a red flag.
See, like, I mean, that's, I smell my socks.
That's a red flag.
I don't think it's red. I think that's
you
beige.
You really don't understand the beige. Okay, moving forward. Scuba's team shared an update with us about getting a vasectomy, and I'm just going to leave that there. You can hear it all in the best bits. What's the doctor that you hate going to?
I don't really go to the doctor.
None? Like, you, like
I go to the dentist.
Yeah.
I like the dentist. Dentist is chill.
You like the dentist?
Yeah.
I do not. Let me tell you why. I had to get two fillings.
I got no problem with the dentist.
I don't if I just go in for a cleaning, but I had to go in to get fillings, and I hate needles so much that my whole body was shaking. I was crying, and I was holding my neck all while I was getting this stupid needle in my mouth.
It's not a good idea to choke yourself while you're getting that done.
I wasn't choking. I was holding on to it because I didn't want somebody else to choke me because it's my neck phobia. And when my neck is exposed and there's needles involved, for whatever reason, my hands automatically go to protect my neck.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never, like, the doctor doesn't bother me. Like, I don't have a doctor. Like, I'm not one of those people that's scared of the dentist.
Well, and you don't have to see an OBGYN, and those are not fun either.
No, I don't do that either. So, yeah.
But is there a guy doctor like that that you guys are supposed to see?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
If there are, I don't know them.
Okay.
You know, like, I should.
Why do we have to see a doctor once a year for something, but you guys don't?
You're asking the wrong person. Like, I don't go to the doctor, so I don't really know. And I'm not scared of the doctor. I'm just chill. Like, I guess I would be scared of the heart doctor because, I mean, he'd be like, damn, your heart's made of gold. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. And then people try to rip my heart out and steal it and sell it for gold on the black market.
Took the weirdest turn ever.
But no, I think I don't know how old you have to be, but man, I should probably go to the heart doctor.
Yeah, you also are supposed to have like a colonoscopy check or something. I don't know. There's stuff.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
There's stuff you're supposed to have checked.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Mm. Well, that was uneventful. I am a baby at the doctor. Not so much like the regular doctor. It's just anything involving needles. I hate needles. This is my number one fear. I don't like them.
Well, needles don't bother me.
Yeah, but spiders do, or snakes.
Yeah, we don't say that word.
Snakes.
It gives me chills.
Yeah, see? But that's how I feel about needles, and that's why I hold my neck, and I have a neck phobia. It's very strange, but that's all. That's all I have
for
today.
That would be a beige flag.
That I have a neck phobia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also a beige flag. That's fair.
Like?
You could throw that one in there.
No, I won't even say it.
It's not a red flag, it's not a green flag.
I don't want to say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, so you don't let your dudes just kiss you on the neck because you have a neck phobia?
If I start to trust you, it's a little bit different. Like, but that trust has to be built up.
Because how do you get hickeys then?
I don't get hickeys.
Oh, that's weird.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Nuh-uh.
That's legit.
I'm 29 years old, Lunchbox. I can't get a hickey anymore.
Oh, you, dude, 29 years old?
This is very inappropriate.
Prime hickey time.
Oh, boy. Well, in our number one spot this week, sorry, Lunchbox, you did not make it.
Of course I didn't.
But that is because we had Joe Exotic on, and that was an epic interview. So, of course, it had to come in at the number one spot. I think you could agree with that, Lunch. That was a pretty solid interview.
That was pretty good. It was very funny.
And you to be entertained during an interview is good. Lunchbox was not doing a crossword during Joe Exotic. That tells you how good it was.
Well, it's just interesting to hear someone call from prison. I mean, I've been there where I had to call from prison. I had to call my mom. Like, hey, come get me. But so I kind of related to that. And so...
Oh, you related to him spending years of his life in prison?
Yeah, I spent hours.
When you had to spend hours?
I spent hours of my life in prison. So I know what the feeling is like.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a great interview. I never watched Tiger King, but it was still cool to hear from him.
Oh, Tiger King was good. I mean, I was over after about 3 or 4 episodes or whatever. I don't know. But then they tried to make Tiger King 2 and...
Never got into that one?
No, didn't. Don't even know if it ever came out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I don't know. Didn't
watch
it. I just
knew about all of them from social media. I never watched any of it, though.
Yeah, but you'll watch Selling Sunset, but you won't watch Tiger King.
So good. So listen, the tea was so good. I love some tea. All right, that's all we got. Well, Lunchbox, thanks for hanging out with me on Memorial Weekend.
No, it's Memorial Day weekend.
I know. I don't know why I keep saying that. I think I'm tired.
Yeah, I stayed up too late last night, but I mean, now it's, I mean, Saturday, so I'm going to go home. You know, the kids are like, are you going to hurry? Don't be at work too long, Dad, on a Saturday. And I'm like, I won't, kiddos. Don't you worry. You know what I mean? It's all about you this weekend. So.
Yeah. You got to go have some time with some family this
weekend.
That's
right.
You got big plans?
I got big, big plans.
That's a no.
No, that's the Chris Lane song.
I know, but that's a no. I'm going to go float on the river for a little bit.
Flint River?
No, not Flint River. A little river in Tennessee.
I mean, we'll go to the, I guess we'll go to the city pool. I think they open this weekend. I hope.
Nice. Little pool action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pool day.
I mean, it's not that much. It's a bunch of kids running around at the pool. It's not like it's like a relaxing. Like,
yeah, that feels like my nightmare.
Yeah, it's not like a relaxing, like, oh, this is like a have a cocktail by the pool pool. It's like you go to the city pool and there's a bunch of kids running around.
We are living very different lives, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's legit. And then I'll go to the Nashville soccer game on Sunday night.
That'll be good. That'll be a good time. Fun.
But I'll take the kids that again also. Yep. So, yeah.
Well, that seems more fun, though. The pool with a million kids running around feels like my nightmare.
It's a lot. I'll be honest with you. It's a lot. It's intense.
Oh, tell the people where they can follow you, find you, listen to you, all that stuff.
At Radio Lunchbox on all the socials. And don't forget the sore losers, Ray and I. Eddie's a quitter, so we don't talk about him. He quit. So the podcast has gotten so much better. And he comes on here and throws shade at our podcast about saying we're unorganized and all that. So, I mean, he's a hater. So if you want to hear a great podcast, listen to the sore losers.
Or the best bits, right? Because you're on it.
They already just listened to it.
I know, but they can listen to like our past episodes.
Yeah. I'm saying they've already listened to it, so I didn't need to promote that.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying they could also find you there.
Oh, they could. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can find me at the pool this weekend.
Okay. I hope they don't. That'd be a little creepy.
And they can find me at the office on Monday. I won't be here Monday.
All right. Well, you can also follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. And of course, the show at Bobby Bone Show. It's been fun. We got to go. We got to go celebrate our Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, it's been real. It's been fun. Hadn't been real fun.
There you have it. Bye.
Ah, that was good. I'm so funny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.